Today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns, so for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
I remember my mother telling me when I would stare at something I wanted, if you want it, ask for it. When I was younger, I remember going to stores and seeing something I wanted, knowing my parents could not afford it. I just stared at it. I remember my father telling us when we were in school, if you don't know the answer to something, don't leave the room without knowing. I remember my younger sister getting in trouble for asking too many questions. The Word of God shares with us to ask for what we want, and it will be given to us. Seek, and we would find it. Knock, and it will be open, according to Luke chapter 11, verses 9 and 10. This verse of Scripture is sharing with you and I the benefits of being persistent. If you are going to be successful at anything in life, you are going to have to learn how to go beyond the point of asking. You are going to have to launch out into the sphere of seeking and knocking. Most of us do not want to seek and knock. We might ask, but beyond that, we start feeling like we're begging, or begging is beneath us. I have learned over the years that going beyond the point of asking demonstrates to the one who has access to what you and I want that we are committed to achieving our desired goal of getting what we desire. Going beyond the point of asking to seeking and knocking demonstrates you are willing to look beyond yourself and enter through the gate of faith, through the gate of persistence, and through the gate of humility. Seeking is the next step after asking. It shows you are not only committed, but you are willing to go the extra mile. Seeking opens the door that persistence walks through. Seeking involves trying to find or discover by searching or questioning. You may not receive what you want after you have asked, so start knocking. What you desire may require a little bit more than asking and seeking. You may have to do some knocking. You may have to demonstrate that you really want what you initially asked for. You may have to demonstrate that you have sought diligently for what you desire and yet not received it, but you are now willing to knock. The persistent friend in Luke chapter 11, verses 5 through 8, did just that. The persistent friend wanted 3 loaves and was willing to do what it took to get them. The friend gave every reason as to why he could not rise and give to him, but the persistent friend did not stop asking. He began to seek and knock instead of accepting, "I cannot rise and give to you," according to Luke chapter 11, verse 7. The Word of God tells us that we should go beyond asking and seeking. We must be prepared to knock to receive what we need. What is it that you need today that you have not received? What is it that you desire that you have not knocked for? For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, it will be open. Today, use the formula ASK to receive what you need. Ask, seek, and knock. Just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.